This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
I'm reading for you what the Sheikh Muhammad Al-Amin Al-Shanqiti rahimahullah said in his tafsir concerning the ayah وَكَبِّرْهُ تَكْبِيرًا, in where Allah Azza wa Jal commanded us to declare His greatness intensely. He said, أَيْعَظِّمْهُ تَعْظِيمًا شَدِيدًا. He said, this means, declare His greatness intensely. وَيَظْهَرُ تَعْظِيمُ اللَّهِ فِي شِدَّةِ الْمُحَافَظَةِ عَلَى امْتِثَالِ أَمْرِهِ وَاجْتِنَابِ نَهِيهِ وَالْمُسَارَعَةِ إِلَى كُلِّ مَا يُرْضِيهِ. He then said, declaring the greatness of Allah, it manifests in the strict adherence upon the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and keeping away from His prohibitions and rushing to everything that pleases Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. That's the reality of declaring Allah's greatness. When you say Allahu Akbar, it is a word that is emitted from the heart, then you say it on the tongue, and then it has a physical manifestation. When you engage in Allah's commands, when you implement Allah's commands and you worship Allah, that is a person doing Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. And when you keep away from the prohibitions, when you keep away from drugs, from alcohol, from smoking cigarettes and vaping, when you keep away from looking lustfully at the opposite gender, when you keep away from al-haram on TikTok and on Instagram and so on, when you keep away from the haram, that is you implementing and manifesting Allahu Akbar. So it's as though you're saying, Allah is greater than what I desire. Allah is greater than what I desire. And Allah Azza wa Jal doesn't want me as a believer to do the haram. So you keep away from the haram. When you keep away from the haram, you are now physically applying at-takbir. You are applying Allahu Akbar in your life. Imagine now a person that repeats Allahu Akbar throughout these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, and he repeats it more than 100,000 times. What is going to happen to this person? How connected would this heart be with Allah Azza wa Jal? How alive and awakened would such a soul be after these 10 days? Wallahi, indeed, this is why these were the greatest days on earth. Because if you take them seriously, and you do the righteous deeds in these days, they will suffice you until next year, Dhul Hijjah.